President Obama chided lawmakers for taking their time to approve the funding. Conservatives concerned about adding billions of dollars to the nation's debt opposed the measure, but the Senate cleared the bill Monday, 62-36. Lawmakers in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, as well as in other northeastern areas struck by the October 29th storm, said the money is urgently needed to start rebuilding.
The members of Congress recognize the seriousness of the need here, and certainly in the lower Hudson Valley, and particularly Rockland County.
That's Ron Levine, spokesman for Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoff. Hard-hit areas in Rockland include Nyack and Stony Point, and portions of Westchester and Putnam counties were devastated. Even parts of Lower Dutchess were hit.
You know, we're hoping that these funds can help bring us to a level that we once appreciated as part of the quality of life, certainly in terms of living in our county.
Rockland's Levine says money is needed not only for individual homes and businesses, but to fix bridges and roads and replace trees and vegetation.
The folks both in government and private sector folks have been, you know, trying as best they can to document the level of damage that was caused by the storm. You know, we're hoping that we get some remedy in terms of financial support from this new allocation.
In a statement, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy praised what they called the tenacious efforts of their respective congressional delegations in steering the Sandy aid package through their respective houses and bringing the aid home to their people. Here are remarks from U.S. Democratic Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, upon passing the relief bill.
Now, this is just the beginning. This was the most important first step in getting the funds allocated for disaster relief. Now we have to apply for those federal funds through CDBG, through the transportation bill, through all of these federal agencies that now will be able to provide the funds for the family. So this is the beginning of seeing light at the end of a very dark tunnel. We have a long way to go to rebuild New York, our infrastructure, our homes, our businesses, and our families. But I know with the advocates standing here and with our delegation, we will not let this go until every home is rebuilt.
In mentioning CDBG, she refers to the Community Development Block Grant Program. Meanwhile, the American Red Cross Northeastern New York region issued a progress report Tuesday on its work in the aftermath of the storm. At the request of the federal government, the Red Cross is focusing its initial recovery assistance on an estimated 9,000 families whose houses were heavily damaged or destroyed. Red Cross spokeswoman Caroline Boardman says the federal disaster aid package will not directly benefit her agency, but will help in other ways.
It does assist with all the recovery efforts that we're doing. We're working with FEMA and county and city municipalities to assist with the recovery effort, you know, trying to identify resources and housing for people who have been displaced by Superstorm Sandy. So the money is going to help everybody. It's going to help our volunteers do their work so we can identify places for people to go and how to get resources to fix their homes as well. That's a lot of the work that we're doing now. We're still serving meals. We're still offering support and passing out blankets if need be.
Since Sandy made landfall, the Red Cross has received more than $254 million in donations and pledges for Sandy. By January 31st, the Red Cross will have spent or made commitments to spend an estimated $145 million, and the remaining Sandy donations will be used to help individuals and communities affected by the storm with their long-term needs. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.